Let's head from the hustle and bustle of beautiful downtown Bellevue to the relative calm right now of the Winter Gardens in Blackpool. Dan Dawson, it does sound very nice and quiet there, Dan, which I guess in a few hours' time it will be anything but.
Yes, that is set to change as we've reached the final of the BetVictor World Match Play. The greatest player in history, Phil the Power Taylor, 15-time champion here at the Winter Gardens, taking on the greatest player right now, the world number one, Michael van Gerwen, who's just strolled through to the final in the defence of the title he won for the first time last year. Nobody has tested him. Taylor knocked out the world champion Gary Anderson last night, though he believes it's a 50-50 game. The bookies don't agree. They make him the 2-1 second favourite for this. And, well, if he does win it, maybe, could it be his last major title? Maybe we've already seen a last major title for Phil Taylor and he doesn't win another one. But look, he's managed to give himself an opportunity, and if he can turn it on against Michael van Gerwen, I would rate this win as right up there amongst the best of his illustrious career.
I saw the prices earlier, Dan, as you just mentioned, and it can't have been many times in history, if ever, Phil Taylor's been 2-1 to win a final. But I guess that shows just how dominant Michael van Gerwen has been. Apart from at the World Championships in the past couple of years.
Yes, and that took a superhuman display from Raymond van Barneveld to beat him. And even then, he only just managed to do so. So you only have to look at these guys' meetings over the last few months. All right, Taylor did beat him at the World Cup of Darts. That's the first of four legs. This is the best of 35 tonight. It's a very different proposition. Go to the Premier League final back in May, and Phil Taylor lost that 11-3. It wasn't just a loss. It was an absolute hiding from Michael van Gerwen. We've seen him in the final of the Grand Slam. Phil Taylor got a lead. He got a lead in the UK Open as well. And both times, Michael van Gerwen reeled him in and ended up winning. Van Gerwen believes that their recent meetings do show that he has the beating of the greatest player of all time. But Phil Taylor says, I don't know if it's mind games or if he genuinely believes it, but he says, I've been looking at Michael this week and he's not playing his best. He's very, very good, don't get me wrong, but he's not playing his best. And that is the reason that he believes it's a 50-50 game. Michael van Gerwen played him in the final here couple of years ago, and I remember Michael saying the exact same thing at the time. It was a 50-50 game. In the end, Phil Taylor won it very convincingly. Michael says he's a different man now, and so is Phil Taylor, and he believes that he will make it two wins out of two here at the Winter Gardens in Blackpool.
He does enjoy throwing a bone or two into his interviews, doesn't he, Phil Taylor?
He does, yeah. Yeah, he does. He's you're never quite sure whether he's doing it consciously or subconsciously, but he's very good at saying, my opponent is an excellent player. I mean, obviously, he's going to lose, but he's an excellent player. He's a cracking little player. Cracking little player is the phrase of choice.
I'm surprised he's not got T-shirts with that.
I might make some up.
Get down to the PDC merchandise stall and say, here's an idea for you. Get a percentage of it.
I will. I think that may be a money spinner, my friend.
As we look back at the week as a whole, there's been some fantastic darts, some fantastic moments, and one of the highlights of the week for me was usually the unflappable Rod Studd, who wears some fantastic clothing.
He does.
I did enjoy his Pac-Man suit the other day. Being completely flattened by Adrian Lewis's comment, which I'm not necessarily sure I can say on daytime radio. But
no.
I understand he's been blocked by Gerwen Price on Twitter, the big breaking darts news overnight.
Yeah, I know. You know what? After all, we loved all the hype and we loved all the sort of rowing on social media in the build-up to it. It was a bit like a boxing fight, this game between Gerwen Price and Adrian Lewis. All right, the actual contest between them itself was pretty poor in terms of the standard, but it was very entertaining watching them, you know, avoid eye contact and then try and rile each other up with various smug looks and celebrating in each other's faces. But you would have thought that at the end of it, it would have all been brushed under the carpet and they go, oh, it's all, yeah, it was all just a bit of fun and a bit of banter. But no, it appears that it is just carried on and it's all got a bit playground. But you know what? It'll just make it a bit spicier the next time they meet. And hopefully they play a little bit of standard than they did last time out. Adrian Lewis, I'm not really sure how he's found his way through to the semi-finals here. He got beaten pretty convincingly by Michael van Gerwen, and he said he managed to do so on his D game. But, I mean, Gerwen Price had an opportunity to beat him. Peter Wright only lost 16-14 to him. They were both dreadful in the first half of that match. So Adrian Lewis, he can consider himself maybe a little bit fortunate to be going home with 27 grand in his pocket, because he hasn't played anywhere near his capabilities.
It's not bad for a week's work, though, is it?
It
isn't. I'm assuming you'll be invoicing for slightly more, Dan.
Yes, around that. I mean, to be fair, I think it's only fair. He's made the semi-finals. I've made it all the way through to the final. So I would assume that I would be paid in reflection of that.
It was great last week with the... did we ever find out what that was for, the old echo sound effects thing?
I think it was like a part of the build-up. When the fans start arriving about an hour before it all gets going, I mean, they've got a bloke dressed as an 8-foot sausage who goes and plays a game of darts against somebody from the crowd. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that goes on near down the darts before the actual proper business gets underway. So, it's a real show you get here. It's not just top-level international darts action.
I don't think you can be a proper sport unless you're sponsored by big 8-foot sausage men.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that Barry Hearn would agree with you entirely. He's running off to the bank to deposit that particular check.
That's why the World Match Play is better than the Olympics. But there you go. Phil Taylor and Michael Van Gerwen. What will they be doing right now?
Well, I mean, I've just seen Phil Taylor. He's done, you know, an interview with the broadcasting company, and he's been just sort of holding court. They do have a practice room up just on the balcony, away from where the crowds are. And a lot of the players will spend their time practicing there. Taylor seems to be enjoying practicing on a couple of boards we've got set up down here around the back of the stage. He's been doing that quite a bit this week ahead of his games. And he's just so relaxed. You kind of saw it last night when he was playing Gary Anderson. I mean, he just did not break a sweat, despite the fact it's boiling hot here in the Winter Gardens once the action gets going. And he's just been quite happily strolling around, you know, holding court, as I say, just grabbing people and having a chat with them, telling stories. Once he stops practicing for a few minutes, then just people gather around him to listen to him, and he just looks at home here. But then again, he would be. This is the stage where he's won 15 titles. He threw the first live televised PDC 9 darter here back in 2002. And I think he genuinely believes that he has more than perhaps more chance than the bookies give him of winning this fight with Michael Van Gerwen tonight.
Is it a different Phil Taylor than when he was perhaps at his pomp?
Yes, it is. There's no doubt about that. And I think that he has admitted it to me that, you know, he's still got it. It just doesn't manifest itself quite as regularly. We saw last night against Gary Anderson in the opening 10-15 legs. He was superb, and Gary just couldn't handle him. He didn't play his best stuff himself, Gary Anderson, but he just wasn't able to match the power and his consistency. And once you let Phil get a lead, he is usually excellent at protecting it, because he's happy then. He's not being put under pressure. If he's 5 legs in front of you, those doubles that he has been missing occasionally in tight matches, he doesn't miss them. He's just relaxed and focused and ruthless. He's made a career out of beating people to a pulp on the dartboard. He doesn't think, oh, I'll just let them get a few legs and let it be respectable. He's beaten people, you know, 7-0, 6-0 in sets. He's absolutely trounced people at this tournament before now. I mean, James Wade in 2007 beat him 18-7. He beat Michael Van Gerwen here 18-9, just 2 years ago, the last time he won it. And Terry Jenkins, 2009, beat him 18-4. But that's what he does. He loves beating people up, and that is what Michael Van Gerwen loves doing to people nowadays, and he's doing it a little bit more regularly. He has the fear factor around him that Taylor always used to have and benefit from massively during the majority of his career.
Over the week, we've seen some superb performances from players who have perhaps coming towards the twilight of their career. I know Steve Beaton hates being reminded about his age, but Steve Beaton and Mervyn King so close in those quarterfinals on Friday night. It's been a good week for the old men.
Yes, it really has. It really has. And you know, we've talked a number of times about all these exciting young players coming through the PDC, the youth tour they've set up. I mean, obviously Michael Van Gerwen is a product of that. He sort of learnt how to win games again while playing youth tour darts. But when you look at some of the youngsters who came here through the qualifying criteria, the likes of Benito van der Pass, world number 7 Michael Smith, a young Josh Payne making his debut here, I mean, they all fell by the wayside relatively early on in the proceedings, and it is the likes of Beaton and Mervyn King, of course Phil Taylor, who's 55 years old, making it through to the latter stages, and Steve Beaton and Mervyn King were whiskers away from making it through to the semi-finals. We could have had a semi-final between the pair of them. Mervyn King only lost 14-16 to Phil Taylor, and Steve Beaton was level at 12-all with Gary Anderson before slipping to a 16-13 defeat. It could have been those two taking on each other for the right to face what turned out to be Michael van Gerwen in the finals. So look, these guys are showing that they still have the game to be able to mix it with the very best. And it does mean that all those young players who are undoubtedly the future of the game over the next, you know, 10, 20 years, then they are going, they're not just going to be given a place in the elite level of PDC darts. They're going to have to earn it. And to do so, they're going to have to beat the likes of Beaton and Mervyn and, you know, Phil Taylor and Gary Anderson to earn their spots at the top of the rankings and win these big tournaments. Michael van Gerwen has been doing that and has been doing it on a regular basis over the last 3 years or so. But who else are we going to see challenging at the very top echelons of darts over the next few years? I believe Michael Smith and Benito van der Pass are the most likely candidates, but it doesn't take that long for a new player to pick up a set of darts. You know, within about 5 years, they could be playing at the very elite level if they are good enough.
Well, I scuppered Benito van der Pass this week by backhand. That's a problem for him this week, not anything he did on the board. And I guess as we head into the summer of darts, usually there's a break after this, but it seems to be another tournament next week and then another one the week after, and then we're back on, you know, as you get to go to Australia as well. I know you've been globetrotting around the world.
I was lucky enough to go to Tokyo, but no, Australia is, I believe they get somebody far more competent. I think they get Mark Bosnich to do some of it. So yeah, I've lost out to a former Aston Villa goalkeeper. So yeah. Never mind. But
everyone
yeah,
jumps on the dance band.
But yeah, exactly. Where was he in Minehead, eh? At the Players Championship Finals. they have got the World Series events in Austria and in Australia. Sorry. And Phil Taylor, he'll be looking forward to those, I tell you, because he has never been beaten in Australia. He's won every single World Series event out there. Not won any of them this year, but he will be looking to Perth and Sydney for a couple more titles. But this is the one that really counts. This is the way, his favourite stage. It's £100,000 to the winner, and more importantly, it is such a prestigious tournament, and he does not hold any of the big titles, Phil Taylor. The last one he lost was the Grand Slam. He was beaten in the final of that by Michael van Gerwen at the back end of last year in Wolverhampton at the Civic Hall. And, you know, since then he's not been able to claim another one. He went out not tamely in the World Championship, but it wasn't the Taylor of old. He was beaten by van Gerwen in the UK Open. He was beaten in the Masters by Michael van Gerwen. And now he comes up against Michael van Gerwen again here at the Match Play, his favourite stage. If it can just inspire him, if he can play like we've seen him play so many times here in Blackpool at the Winter Gardens, then maybe Phil Taylor can end tonight with one of those major titles. And it may well be the one that he values the most aside from the World Championship trophy.
So the final question is the obvious one then. Will he?
Will he? Will he? That is the question.
I thought you were going to turn into John Gwynn.
Will he? I genuinely don't know. The bookies, I believe, have set it about right. He's a 2-1 shot. But, you know, Phil Taylor, how many times has he made people eat their words when you've written him off? And I have to say, as a man who's always championed underdogs when watching sport, and I've spent many years, you know, willing people to challenge Phil Taylor and willing them to try and push him and maybe overcome him and upset the odds, well, now I find myself in a very strange position where I kind of think, well, Taylor, I think it would be some story for him to claim a 16th World Match Play title. We know, I'm pretty sure Michael van Gerwen is going to win a number more of these, but I'm not sure if Phil Taylor will. This may be his best chance. And I almost think that as the greatest darts player of all time, and indeed, I believe, one of the greatest sportsmen that this country has ever produced, I think he might well deserve it. But then again, who knows? If he wins this one, he might win another two. So it's Phil Taylor after all. All I can say is I think it is all set for a superb final. I've got no idea which way it's going to go, but I think it's going to be very, very significant, the result, either way.
Well, I better rush home after this to get home in time for it. Dan, a pleasure as always. Enjoy the final. I'm sure we'll catch up with you again very soon. Indeed.
Yeah, great stuff. Cheers, man.
Dan Dawson there, live from the Winter Gardens in Blackpool. If there's anywhere else I'd rather be in the wide, wide world of sport today, it'd be there. But I'm not. I'm here with you.